But then you were recruited for the Phillips Petroleum Company. Yeah. Tell us about your meeting with the Phillips people, because Phillips had a club team.
There was a National Industrial League, which was just as much a league as the NBA or anybody else. They were under the auspices of the AAU, though. And later, when they changed all that and the hierarchy of the pros came into play, Phillips and the other industrial firms could see that they were going to have a problem. It cost money to have a basketball team. And the other thing was, there was, I think, a plot on the part of the NBA people to pay the sports writers not to be detrimental toward the name of Phillips and these other companies, because these other companies weren't guys that just got off the turnip truck. But somehow, they didn't appear in the newspaper sports page anymore. You couldn't get Phillips' name on the sports page. Well, when you can't do that, when you can't get people to come to your small arena or the good players, we still could get some players for AAU ball, but it was less and less. And there were many of them. When they needed the players to start the NBA, they took them. They took them off by the AAU people and filled up the gaps. So the whole thing went to hell in a handbasket. And the party was over.
You were brought to Phillips, your initial meeting with Phillips.
Oh, okay. Well, they sent the company airplane over to Stillwater, which was 90 miles away from the headquarters of Phillips Petroleum Company. Phillips Petroleum Company had a basketball team that started as a town team, playing Ponca City or go down to Tulsa, which was 40 miles away. And in a little isolated town like Bartlesville, people like to come to something. They like to see the employees play on a basketball team. Then Conoco had a team. Henry Levin in Wichita, Kansas had a team. Almost won a national championship. Some of the players went to the Olympics off of that team in 1936.
So you flew up to Bartlesville.
I flew Mr. Iba and myself. The coach of the Phillips team was a guy named Bud Browning, who graduated from OU. But we had an appointment to see K.S. Adams. Kenneth Stanley Adams. He was the president.
Didn't he go by Boots Adams?
Boots, oh yeah.
Yeah.
His son is a multimillionaire, owns the football team out of Houston. So when you go up to Boots' office, and when you walked in his office, he looked better than you, John. His hair was perfect. He had a mustache. He had a big cigar, a $500 suit. And he was the cast pajamas. Anyway, they started around the room, and they had Frank Stradley, who was the first aide to Mr. Adams, who was treasurer of the company. Mr. Adams, Frank Stradley, Bud Browning, myself, were sitting around, and they were telling about the accolades of Mr. Ivan, Mr. Curlin, and Mr. Browning, I guess. The door opens into Mr. Adams' office, and in walks a guy in a brown suit, smoking a cigar, and had a cane. He didn't sit down for a little bit. Boots Adams starts in. He says, "Now, Mr. Phillips, this is Mr. Henry Iba." Mr. Phillips put up his hand. He says, "Yes, I know Mr. Iba." Then he says, "And this young man is Bob Curlin. And he does this, that, and thus, and so forth." And Mr. Phillips says, "So what?" Didn't mean a damn to him. He was in the oil business. He wasn't in the basketball business. He was happy that we were happy. But he didn't really get his nose in.
You're talking about Frank Phillips.
Frank Phillips himself, El Dombo.
Did you meet up with him again at any other time?
Oh, yeah. One time I was in St. Louis stacking oil in a warehouse. Mr. Phillips took good care of his business because he always had a little notebook. He'd write down notes on things he saw and wanted to change. I'm out in the warehouse, hotter than heck, stacking this oil up. As the years went by, he got to call me Big Boy. So he walked out in the warehouse, and there I was, and there was no shirt on, and sweating bullets. He says, "Big Boy, what are you doing here?" I said, "I'm trying to learn this damn oil business, Mr. Phillips." He says, "You picked the poor place to learn it."
Was he an intimidating person then?
No.
No?
No, he was not. He was a guy that, when he was serious, he was dead serious. You better not fool with him. But he liked to have a good time with the girls. He had a nip or two all the time. He enjoyed life.
And people respected him because of what he had done with his company.
They hired Barnum and Bailey to bring their circus to town. And for 3 days, every kid in town got to go to the circus and had a dollar to spend. The people in Bartlesville liked him, and he was no fool when it came to dealing with people.
Did Frank also come out to your basketball games?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was alive and in good health, yeah.
You worked then for Phillips for how many years?
40 years.
40 years. You played basketball how many years for
six.
Their 6 years for their team.